Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 8, Text 48. Sri Manava Ushu, Text 49. Sri Prajapataya Ushu. Prajesa Vayam Te Pare Savirsita. Nayena Praya Vaisriya Monisida. Sae Satvaya Vignavaksanusete. Yagam Mangalam Satva Murte Bhata. Prayesa Vayam Te Paresa Virsrita. Nayena praya vaisriya monisida. Sae satvaya vinavaksanusete. Yagam mangalam satva murte bhatara. Prayesa vayam te paresa visrita. Nayena praya vaisriya monisida. Sae satvaya vinavaksanusete. Yagam mangalam satva murte bhatara. Vaishnavis, Sri Prajapataya Ushu,
Sri
Sri Prajapataya. Ushu, sorry. The great personalities who created the various living beings offer their prayers by saying, Praya Isha. The Prajapatis, created by Lord Brahma, who have created generations of living entities. Vayam, we, te, of you, para Isha, O Supreme Lord, Abhisrita, born, na, not, jena, by whom, Hiranyakashipu, Prayaha, living entities, by, indeed, Sri Yamaha, we create, Nishidaha, being forbidden, Saha, he, Hiranyakashipu, Esaha, this, Twaya, by you, Bhimna Bhaksaha, whose chest has been split. Nu, indeed, Sete, lies down, Jagat Mangala, for the auspiciousness of the whole world. Sattva Murte, in this transcendental form of pure goodness. Avataraha, this incarnation. Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. The Prajapatis offer their prayers as follows. O Supreme Lord, Lord of even Brahma and Shiva, we, the Prajapatis, were created by you to execute your orders, but we were forbidden by Hiranyakashipu to create any more good progeny. Now the demon is lying dead before us, his chest pierced by you. Let us, therefore, offer our respectful obeisances unto you, whose incarnation in this form of pure goodness is meant for the welfare of the entire universe. So that text doesn't have a purport. We'll go to the next one. I want myself alone. Sri Gandharva Uchu Bayam Vivote Natanatyagat Yata Yenat Masa Virya Balu Yaskrita Sa Esa Nuto Babata Dasam Imam Kim Upatasta Kusala Kalpaye. The inhabitants of Gandharva Loka pray, Your Lordship, we ever engage in your service by dancing and singing in dramatic performances. By this, Hiranyakashipu, by the influence of his bodily strength and valor, brought us under his subjugation. Now he has been brought to this low condition by your lordship. What benefit can result from the activities of such an upstart as Hiranyakashipu? Purport. By being a very obedient servant of the Supreme Lord, one becomes extremely powerful in bodily strength, influence and effulgence, whereas the fate of demoniac upstarts is ultimately to fall down, like Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu and persons like him may be very powerful for some time, But the obedient servants of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, like the demigods, remain powerful always. They are victorious over the influence of Hiranyakashipu by the grace of the Supreme Lord. Om Agyana Timirandasya Janam Jana Salakaya Chaksurum Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaham. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Jaya Pataka Swami Itinamine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Bhakshastyadi Satarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Senior Prabhupada disciples, I beg for your blessings in this very special occasion of the disappearance day of one of the greatest Vaishnava in the history of the Vaishnavism. So going back to the verse, as we know, Nrisimhadev has killed Hiranyakashipu. So great personalities, since Lord Brahma first, Lord Shiva, Lord Indra, saintly persons, the Manus, the Prajapatis, the Gandharvas, are offering prayers to the Lord in order to pacify the anger of Lord Nrisimhadev. So, Krishna sometimes makes situations like this because he wants to glorify his devotee. In this case, he wants to show to everybody, the next generations to come, the glories of Prahlad Maharaj, such a great Vaishnava. Because even that these great personalities, Mahayanas, Shiva, Brahma, Mahayana, Jena, Gata, Sapanta, they couldn't pacify the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj is a Mahayana also, but Lord Krishna wanted to give the credit to Prahlad Maharaj. The same. Today is a very special day because Lord Chaitanya, 500 years ago, he also wanted to give the credit to his spiritual master, Ishvara Puri Pada. Ishvara Puri, he appeared in a Brahmana family. Ishvara Puri the name of the town of his residence is Kumara Hatta. Actually, there is not too much information about the names of the parents of the early activities of Ishvara Puri. Ishvara Puri has his first meeting with Lord Chaitanya when Lord Chaitanya was known by Nimai Pandit, the great scholar Nimai Pandit. Nimai Pandit, he was not officially Vaishnava yet. He was making fun of the Vaishnavas. He was having arguments, discussion with the Vaishnavas. And the Vaishnavas, they were impressed by this Nimai because they thought, such a wonderful person, such effulgence, such a scholarship. And they were praying to Krishna that Krishna, please one day allow this Nimai Pandit to be converted and to become a Vaishnava. Once, there is the pastime when Lord Chaitanya was passing by on the street, and in the opposite way was coming Mukunda Datta. Because every time the Lord was having meeting with the Vaishnavas, he was all the time argue. So the Vaishnavas, they couldn't tolerate. They liked the Lord, but at the same time, they didn't want to be engaged in mundane discussions. So Mukunda Datta saw Lord Chaitanya coming on Nimai Pandi on the opposite way. And Mukunda started running opposite. And Lord Chaitanya saw Mukunda, and he started running behind Mukunda, saying, Mukunda, why are you running? Mukunda and Lord Chaitanya said, one day, I will become such a great Vaishnava that you will never, never give up my association. Even Lord Brahma, even Lord Shiva, they want to come down and pay obeisances to me. Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Anyway, that was the scenario when Ishvara Puri came for the first time to Navadvipa Dham after the departure of his beloved spiritual master, Srila Madhavendra Puri. Ishvara Puri came to Navadvipa, and he was in the house of Gopinatha Acharya. He knew that nearby was living his dear god brother, the great Advaita Acharya. So one day, he went to see Advaita Acharya in the place of Shantipur. So when he went to see Advaita Acharya couldn't recognize Ishvara Puri. Because Ishvara Puri was so humble that he didn't want to be seen as a Vaishnava. So when Ishvara Puri came into the house of Advaita Acharya, even that Ishvara Puri was dressing the robes of a Mayavadi sannyasi, Advaita Acharya could not say, this is a Vaishnava. Because the Vaishnavas are effulgence. By their features, by their own features, they cannot hide themselves. So Ishvara Puri, Advaita Acharya was not sure. Mukunda Datta was there also. Mukunda Datta was living with Advaita Acharya. And Mukunda Datta did almost the same that he did in the pastime of Gadadhar Pandit meeting Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So Mukunda Datta started singing wonderful songs of glorification of Krishna. When Mukunda Datta started singing Ishvara Puri, he couldn't control himself and he fell to the ground in ecstasy. And Advaita Acharya could see, this is the Ishvara Puri, the beloved disciple of my Guru Maharaj Madhavendra Puri. And they embraced each other. And they were crying. They were embracing and crying and crying and crying. So like this, Ishvara Puri spent few months in Navadvipa. So one day, he was passing by on the streets of Navadvip and happened to meet Nimai Pandit for the first time. when they saw each other, it was like a magnet. They became attracted. And Ishwarapuri said, "Wow, who are you? Who are you?" And the same Lord Chaitanya was very impressed by the personality of Ishwarapuri. The followers of Ishwarapuri said, "That is the great Nimai Pandit." "Oh, that is the great Nimai Pandit," said Ishwarapuri. "Wow." Nimai Pandit, very humble, said, "I am your servant, and I want to invite you to my house to have a lunch with me." So Ishwarapuri, accepting the invitation of Lord Chaitanya, or Nimai Pandit at that time, went to the house of Nimai Pandit. And Sri Sachimata was cooking for Ishwarapuri every day. So they were having discussions, Lord Chaitanya and Ishwarapuri, about the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So Gadadhar Pandit, he was also in the house of Sachimata, and he got the opportunity also of meeting Ishwarapuri. So Ishwarapuri developed some affection for Gadadhar Pandit. And Ishwarapuri started to narrate or to share his book that he had written about Krishna. The book is called the Krishna Lilamrita. So one day Ishwarapuri asked Lord Chaitanya, Nimai Pandit, say, "Nimai, you are a very great scholar. So I want you to correct my book. You know, I might have some mistake, I want you to please go over and correct any mistake." So Lord Chaitanya say, "But impossible. Pure devotees like yourself, even if they do commit mistakes, you shouldn't take it as a mistake. Because you are a pure devotee of the Lord, and everything that you do is perfect." But anyway, Ishwarapuri insisted, and Lord Chaitanya said, "Okay, I'll do it." So every day, for 2 hours, they were discussing about the book, Krishna Lilamrita, by Ishwarapuri, Nimai Pandit and Ishwarapuri. So on one day, Lord Chaitanya found one mistake. And they say, "Ishwarapuri, I think instead of using this word in this way, you should use it in this way." And Ishwarapuri say, "Let me see." So Ishwarapuri, after analyzing the request of Lord Chaitanya or Nimai Pandit, he said, "Actually, I shouldn't change. It's perfect." And he explained the reasons why it was perfect. It's perfect like this. And Lord Chaitanya, for the first time, the great Nimai Pandit was defeated by Ishwarapuri. And he was very happy to be defeated by his guru in the future, his future guru. Anyway, Ishwarapuri, after spending a few months in Navadvip, he left. And Lord Chaitanya, he was getting ready for going into his next pastimes, his pastimes of sannyas, getting ready. So one day, Lord Chaitanya went to Gaya to perform the Shraddha ceremony of his father, Jagannath Mishra. So in Gaya, he met Ishwarapuri for the second time. Lord Chaitanya went to the place where the food stamps of Lord Vishnu are impregnated, and he found that Ishwarapuri was there also. So when they saw each other for the second time, they were so happy They were embracing each other. They were crying. And Lord Chaitanya said, you know, come to my place. I want to have prasadam with you. I will invite you to eat my prasadam. So Ishwarapuri one day came to the house where Lord Chaitanya was staying. And Lord Chaitanya, that particular day, he cooked only for one person, just for him. So when Ishwarapuri came, so Lord Chaitanya said, oh, actually, I didn't cook too much. I cook only for me. So you can have my food, my prasada, and I will cook for me now. And Ishwarapuri say, no, don't worry, we can share. No, we can share. Whatever you have, that's enough, we can share. So, but Lord Chaitanya say, no. I want you to eat the prasadam that I cook, and I will cook for me separate. So, Lord Chaitanya got the opportunity of cooking for Ishwarapuri. It was in that time when Lord Chaitanya asked Ishwarapuri for initiation. Initiation in the Gayatri Mantra, he says. So when Lord Chaitanya, actually after he took initiation, he went into so much ecstasy that he wanted to go to Mathura. But the students of Lord Chaitanya, they convinced him to go back to Navadvip. Anyway, he went back to Navadvip. When he went to Navadvip, Lord Chaitanya was already intoxicated with Krishna Prema. Completely intoxicated with Krishna Prema. So, and then, after he took sannyas, in his way to Jagannath Puri, so he was passing in the place, in his way to Puri, he was passing through in the place of Ishwarapuri's birthplace, Kumarahata. And he was so devoted, and he wanted to show the glories of Ishwarapuri, that Lord Chaitanya took a dust, like a handful dust of the house of Ishwarapuri, and he kept it, he wrapped it in the corner of his dori, he tied it, and he kept his trip to Jagannath Puri. And he says that every day when he was eating prasadam, he was taking a little portion of the dust of the home of Ishwarapuri. So, why Ishwarapuri is very, very important in the life, not only of Lord Chaitanya, in the life or in the history of our Sampradaya? Because of his relationship with Madhavendra Puri also. So, as many of you know, Madhavendra Puri, he was the first Vaishnava that introduced into our Sampradaya the mellow of Madhurya Ras. The first one. He says that Madhavendra Puri, during his last moments, he was feeling so much separation from Radha and Krishna that he was all the time, just singing one very, very beautiful verse. That according to our acharyas, this verse, the whole mood of the Brahma Mahauda Gaudiya Sampradaya is built in this verse. It's called Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that this is the Kaustubha Mani verse. You know, Kaustubha Mani is the most valuable, the most precious, the most stone. So this verse is the highest, and it shows what is the mood of our Sampradaya. Before going into this verse, something very important to say that during the last time of Madhavendra Puri, Ishvara Puri, very faithfully, he was serving his Guru Maharaj to remember Krishna. You all know the pastime of Ramachandra Puri, who also came when his Guru Maharaj was in this situation, and he couldn't understand. He couldn't understand the mood of his Guru Maharaj, and he actually offended Madhavendra Puri by saying, instead of being lamenting, you know, you should meditate in Brahman. So Madhavendra Puri got very upset, and he removed Ramachandra Puri from his presence. So, due to this offense of Ramachandra Puri toward his Guru Maharaj, he became very critical. Very, very critical. His mind became very offensive. So offensive that he was offending even Lord Chaitanya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ishvara Puri was completely opposite. Ishvara Puri was serving his Guru Maharaj. He was cleaning the urine. He was cleaning the stool. He was doing menial service to Madhavendra Puri. So, but what was the verse that Madhavendra Puri was reciting during his last moments? Aji dinada yardanata he maturanata kadabalo yase hridayam tvam aloka kataram dajita brahmyat kim karomyaham. Kim karomyaham. This is actually, this verse was spoken by Srimati Radharani when Lord Krishna, he left Vrindavan, he went to Mathura. Radharani and all the inhabitants of Vrindavan, they were suffering in separation of Krishna. So Radharani, in this verse, he says, my dear Lord, because of your separation, my mind has become agitated. My mind has become unsteady. So now tell me, what can I do? I am very poor and you are very merciful. So kindly have compassion upon me and let me know when should I see you. So he says, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explained that there is only three persons, three personalities in our Sampradaya. He says, there is no number fourth. He says like that. There is not number four. There is only three personalities that they are able to understand this verse. Srimati Radharani, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Madhavendra Puri. Ishvara Puri, by having this attitude of serving his Gurudev, he could understand this mood or the essence of this verse. And this mood was transmitted to Lord Chaitanya. That's why Lord Chaitanya also became, you know, started showing these symptoms of separation from Radha and Krishna. Because Lord Chaitanya is the Chana avatar. So he is the hiding incarnation. It's a devotee incarnation. So as a devotee, he is the perfect devotee. Everything he does, he learned from his Guru Maharaj, Ishvara Puri. Even the mood of separation of Radha and Krishna, he learned that mood of separation from his Guru Maharaj, Ishvara Puri. And Ishvara Puri learned that from Madhavendra Puri. That's the importance of Ishwarapuri and our Sampradaya. I want to stop here. Any questions or comments? Prajapatis. Prajapatis are the... He's asking who are the Prajapatis. So the Prajapatis are the progenitors of the one in charge of populating the whole universe. Any other question? Yeah, they are sons of Lord Brahma. One of the famous ones is Daksha. You have any question, Prabhu? What? Prahlad. Yeah, they don't. Anyway, the question is, in the verse, it says that The Prajapatis, they couldn't perform their service, so it was stopped by Hiranyakashipu. But how is possible that Prahlad Maharaj, being a Mahabharata, he born? So, does anyone would like to answer that question? Mahabharata.
And his queen Kayadu, she was already pregnant. Okay, so while Hiranyakashipu was standing on his toes and performing these austerities, Indra and his soldiers, they came to invade Hiranyakashipu's kingdom, which they did, and they wanted to take Queen Kayadu with them because she was pregnant at that time with Prahlad Maharaj. At that time, when they had arrested her and were about to take her, Narada Muni appeared on the scene and told Indra, he asked him, why are you arresting this woman and taking her away? And he said, I'm taking her away because she's pregnant with the son of Hiranyakashipu, and if he is born, he may become just as bad as his father. So we want to kill the baby when he is born. So Narada Muni then said, no, he is not a demon like his father. He is actually a pure devotee of the Lord. So he was very surprised. Indra and his men were very surprised to hear this. And when they heard it, of course, hearing it from Narada Muni, who is almost omniscient, who is a pure devotee of the Lord and does everything at the behest of the Lord. So they accepted what he said and they released her. In fact, they then walked around Queen Kayadu as a symbol of respect to the pure devotee who was in her womb. So what happened was that they left, and then Narada Muni took her to his ashram and then began to teach her about Vedic knowledge. And in the course of teaching her about Vedic knowledge, Prahlad Maharaj, who had all the good qualities of a great Vaishnav, was listening to these teachings and becoming more and more edified and more enlightened, so that when he came out of the womb and he could then speak and he could then move about and he could then understand things clearly, you know, as in language sense, then he began to preach to all of his little fellows. Now, the point that you had asked is that, therefore, Prahlad Maharaj was the son of Hiranyakashipu. He was not the son of one of the forefathers or the Prajapatis. He was not born from them. One of the major players in that was Dakshin.
Daksha.
Yeah, he produced thousands and thousands of children, and he was very much in charge of that. Of course, other sons did also. So the important point is that this question comes up, well, why wasn't Prahlad Maharaj born after the usual, counting, it's I believe it's 10 months, and from the solar, it's 9 months. Why? So the point is this, is that this takes place on one of the heavenly planets, and those who are living on those heavenly planets, they do have certain powers, and they can hold each child for as long as they want. And so Queen Kayadu did not want to give birth to a child without a father there, because if the son comes, then the father has to teach the child to become the great warrior. So therefore, the child was not manifested until later on, when Hiranyakashipu came back from performing his penance, gaining all the benedictions that he had from Lord Brahma, and to become the most powerful person in the material world, no one could defeat him, no animal, no god, no weapon, and all of these things. So therefore, Prahlad Maharaj was known after a very long time since death of the witches in Kayadu. He did not come from the Pajamas. Does that answer your question?
Does anyone know what is the who is Ishvara Puri in the spiritual world? Does anyone know who is Ishvara Puri in the spiritual world? I was searching and I couldn't find. No, that's Madhavendra Puri. Ishvara Puri. No. Ya Srimad Bhagavatam ki, ya.